Let's think for a moment today about the power of Jesus' words in John chapter 15, verse 12, when he says to us that we are to love others as he has loved us, and that no greater love can anyone have than to lay down his life for his friend. That is powerful love, and it's a powerful commandment which he's speaking to us. After all, God's love of sinners, his forgiveness of you and me, as expressed in the Christian gospel and in the action of Christ on the cross, comes with no conditions, no prerequisites. There's no demand or even suggestion of consequences or accountability. In fact, any mention of accountability, follow-up, restitution on the forgiven sinner's part would detract fatally from the original manifestation of grace and mercy and forgiveness which Christ has shown us. Anytime we put down conditions on the front end before forgiving another, we nullify the original offer. It is no longer grace. It is no longer Christian mercy, which, after all, are one-way love expecting nothing in return. Just look at personal experience in your life when you have grievously wronged or sinned against someone else, and then experience really great, true, loving forgiveness from the heart, from another. You don't need to be told what's required. Your heart will turn, freed from accusation, without condition, and almost automatically act in the right way towards the other, giving restitution where needed, loving compensation where needed, certainly turning your heart toward the others in ways that you never would have experienced had you not been forgiven. Christian grace is one-way love, expecting nothing in return. Go back to the notion of God's unchanging grace towards us. Christ died for me. Christ died for you. Christ died the righteous for the unrighteous. And to quote St. Paul, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another as I have loved you. That we love the other who doesn't merit. We love the other who did not deserve it. We love the other even when he or she doesn't ask for it. We discovered this in Christ, and it's powerful stuff. It's enough to break down hearts of stone and bitterness and resentment and hate and all the things that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God.